Do you ever have the feeling where you miss someone, but they're sitting right next to you? The fear of them leaving you one day? I was about 6 years old and I had no idea what was wrong. As I grew older, my mom told me and my older sister that my dad had pancreatic cancer. The doctor told him he did not even have a year left to live. I did not understand what cancer was at the time, but if my mom and dad were crying about it, I knew it wasn't good. I remember hearing my dad tell my mom he felt hopeless, but knowing my mom, she would never lose hope for him. Then in 2006, 8 months after he was diagnosed, he had a surgery called the Whipple. After the surgery, my dad was cancer-free for 15 months. But in 2008, the cancer came back. They found it in his lung and his neck. Then the doctors found more in his brain. I remember seeing my dad come home from the hospital with stitches on his shiny bald head. I was scared to tell him how much I loved him, and I was scared to go by him because I did not like the stitches. I remember crying and running to my mom to ask her what was wrong with my dad's head. She gave me the strength to go up and give him a hug. We found a camp for kids who have parents with cancer, so my mom sent me and my siblings off to Camp Kesem. Camp Kesem has given me the strength to be myself and to love and support your loved one as much as possible. This camp gave me friends who understand what I'm going through. I hate the idea of going away for a week, but I can never thank my mom enough for making us all go. I would have never survived my dad's death. The day before he had passed away, my mom brought us to hospice to see my dad. He couldn't talk, he couldn't see us, but he could hear us. I was scared. I didn't want to lose my dad. I knew nothing would be the same. My mom told me to hold his hand, and I said no. But of course my mom knew I was going to regret it one day. So she gently put my tiny hand into my dad's, and I laid next to him with tears in my eyes, and I told him I loved him, and he squeezed my hand. Then the day came. September 3rd, 2011, my dad had passed away 2 weeks before my birthday. I knew that moment on, I knew I wasn't gonna be the same. All the amazing memories I had with my dad ended there. When I went back to school, I was known as the girl whose dad died. Kids would come up to me and make fun of me because they had a dad and I didn't. I did not have a chance to be a kid. I grew up when I was in fourth grade. I had to be strong. Not only for myself, but for my mom, for my brother, and for my sisters. My sister took care of us for a while because my mom did not only lose her husband, she lost the father of her four beautiful children and her best friend. I have grown up to never lose hope in someone no matter what, and to tell my family and friends that I love them. I have lots of regret about my dad, and I wish I could fix it, but I was just a kid, and I didn't know I was going to lose him forever. Now that it has been 8 years since my dad has died, and even today, I'm afraid to let myself be vulnerable, and letting people in is hard. I have been struggling with very bad anxiety and depression since he passed away. Some days are harder than others, and there is tears or even anger. But at the end of the day, I am only human. There are some nights I get a dream about my dad and me. And let's be real, if you know the feeling of grief, the worst part is waking up and still thinking they're at home with you. I believe my dad is in a better place now because he doesn't deserve to suffer or to be in pain, which is what I always wanted for him. Dealing with grief is one of the hardest things I have ever done. I have learned to love my family and friends with my whole heart and not take anyone for granted.